The Gemara in Yom Beis says, if Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, you're allowed to sleep under a kilo, a four-pole canopy bed inside a sukkah, even though it has a roof, as long as it's not 10 tefachim high. We have Sakasha from that which it says that Yoshev Vikila and a sukkah you're not yet saying. The Gemara says that's talking about 10 tefachim high. Then the Gemara has Sakasha from the Mishnah in the second paragraph to sleep under a bed in a sukkah you're not yet saying. The Gemara says, which we'll explain, that that's talking about a mitzvah bed that's 10 tefachim high. Then we ask from where it says if you spread out a sheet on top of a four-poled bed, it's puzzle. The Gemara says that's talking about because it's 10 tefachim high. Aye, but in the Braisa that we're going to bring now, it's not mashma like that, because the Braisa says a naklitet is a two-poled bed, kinoifis is a four-poled canopy bed. If you spread it on top of a kinoifis, it's puzzle. On top of the naklitet, it's kosher, as long as the naklitet is not 10 tefachim high. It's mashma that the kinoifis is puzzle even in a case where it's not 10 tefachim high. My answer is the difference is that kinoifis is a kavua as opposed to kilo where it's not kavua. Then the Gemara asks, what about by a sukkah, gabe sukkah that's also kavua, and yet Shmuel said that it has to be tekecher kach psula, also has to be 10 tefachim high? So the Gemara says the reason why that there it has to be kecher kach psula, has to be 10 tefachim, even though it's kavua, is because there you're trying to be, you're passing the whole sukkah, so then you have to have 10 tefachim over here. All you're trying to do is make it in oil, and then by then you're just not yotzei, but it's not that it's passing the whole sukkah, therefore even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's still a problem. If the chalifa says the name Avimi, the son of Avimi says the name of Shmuel, if you sleep in a kilo without clothing, you stick your head out and you can say Kriya Shema. Because it's as if the clothing, the kilo becomes like your clothing, and your head just sticks out, like your clothing, your head sticks out of your clothing. Fracti Gemara, we have a price that says that you can't do that if you sleep in a kilo, you can't stick your head out. Gemara says that's talking about a 10 tefachim high, and we said Hachanam Nistaver because the Gemara, the Braisa says, and the reason why you, in that Braisa that you can't stick out your head is because it's similar to sticking out your head out the window of a regular house. And a house is definitely not like your clothing, even if it's not 10 tefachim, but it's that's why it doesn't work. Masha Inkin, if the kilo is 10, is less than 10 tefachim high, it would be considered your clothing. The Gemara in Yudala from Adala, for example, a different girsa. That Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishmur that you're allowed to sleep in a kilas chasanim in a sukkah because it doesn't have a gag, but even though it's 10 tefachim high, it's still okay. The Gemara asked from Yoshin, be kilo in a sukkah, you're not yet saying. They said, no, that's talking about when it has a gag. Then we asked Akasha from the Brai says, in the klitin shnaim, kenefis arba, and you spread on top of the four pole that's possible, on top of the two pole that's kosher, as long as the two pole is not higher than 10 tefachim. But if it is 10 tefachim, it's possible even though it has a gag. Mar says, no, naklitin is different, that it's going to be possible because it's kavua. And therefore, if it's 10 tefachim, it's going to be possible even though there's no gag. If it's kavua, let it be like kinoifis, that's possible even if it doesn't have 10 tefachim. Mar says, like, relative to kinoifis, it's not kavua. Relative to tequila, it is. And then we had a rabbi of Rahifuna says, halacha, you're allowed to sleep in a kilo in a sukkah, even though it has a gag, and even though it's 10 tefachim high. The Gemara says, who must you be going? Like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that an oil arai cannot mevat loyal keva. As we saw in the Mishnah on the second parak, that Rabbi Yehuda said they used to sleep under a bed in the sukkah, and they didn't say anything. In fact, the Gemara, if that's what you're trying to say, just say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Gemara, if I would have said halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, then you would have thought the reason why, but you're allowed to sleep under the bed is because of bed is made for the top and not for the bottom. But over here, maybe not. Kamash Malon, that the part of Yehuda is because of the Asa Oil Arai, or Vata Oil Keva. Then the Mishnah on Yud Aleph, of an Aleph, brings that a says that if you spread out a vine or an ivy, etc., on top of the sukkah, and you put schach on top of it, it's possible because it's connected to the ground. But if there was more schach, kosher, or if you snipped it, it's kosher. The Gemara says this is the rule of for schach, anything that's Makabal Tumah and does not grow from the ground is possible. Anything that's not makabel tumah and grows from the ground is kosher. The Gemara says that which Rav Yosef says, and then was sitting in front of Yehuda, he said that in Rav Huna, that which it said that if you snip it, it's kosher. Rav said you have to also be minaneh, you have to lift it up and down. Said there was back and forth. Who said it? Rav said it. Shmuel said it. And basically, we have machlekes now. The Gemara brings out a machlekes of kitzitzasa and zuhi asiyasin. Is snipping something itself, slicing it, is that considered an asi or not? We have a machlekes, similar machlekes by tzitzis. The Gemara brings down different cases of cutting something to be an asiya by tzitzis. Different stories of putting the tzitzis through the different. Through the corners, if you look in the pictures, it would be helpful to see exactly what the case is, to visualize it. and basically end up having a machlekes, whether ketitzasan zuy asiyasan, psikasan, which means cutting it by the tzitzis is considered asiya, then there's a shiloh of psulin la'ilam or not. Fine. Then the Gemara on Yeralham Beis, that's 8 lines down, brings down a kraisa that says the following: if you slice, if you hang these strings on the tzitzis and then you cut it, it's puzzle. And furthermore, it says by sukkah, tasav lemina also. And from there we learn that if you put on top of it the vine or the ivy, and then you put tzachon, it's puzzle. So now you say, what's the case? If we're talking about over there when it wasn't and you didn't cut it, so why don't I have to come on tatsa lemina also? Just say because it's connected to the ground. Elamai, we're talking about when you did cut it. And nevertheless, said it's possible. So you see from there that ketsitza, cutting it itself, is not considered an asiyah. So it's a kasha on Rav who says that it is considered an asiyah. So Rav answers, what are we talking about over here? Shalfin or shlufe. And you tore it off, so it's not nicker. So it's only midir abanon. But when we say tatsa lemina also, it's not called midir abanon. Fine. So we answered that part. What about the first part that it says, talon ba'achach pasak, and lehedya says, and if you hang it and then you cut it, and still it's puzzle, so that's a kasha on Rav. The Gemara ends off that it's a kasha. That's not a tiyufta, and you can see the Aruch Lener, Rav Yashif, for why not. Okay, we'll hold it here.